This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Database Voter Suppression Strategy. We all know it's bad, and then we find out that it's even worse than we imagine. Sharing the Voter Purge Project's recently released report on consistent errors in the voter purge list in states red and blue, it is clear that this whole system of cleaning the list is broken, state by state, to some degree or another. But then, reading Jim Rutenberg's deeply reported story in the New York Times Magazine, The Attack on Voting, uncovered whole new layers of interconnections and conspiracies to suppress voters even past what we had imagined. Rutenberg's main theme is unpacking the almost completely baseless Republican, Trumpian, and currently governmental efforts to create a narrative around voter fraud without any evidence in order to dissuade the electorate from voting and to secure partisan advantage by delegitimizing the coming election for Trump's benefit. Rutenberg's story is certainly not flawless, and there are some bones I would pick with some of his inferences, particularly about Acorn, but nonetheless, he connected some dots together on the suppression effort that speak to the malice involved and a future course that's necessary to protect voter lists. I stand second to no one in my condemnation of the work of Chris Kobach, former Kansas Secretary of State and longtime nemesis of immigrant and architect of voter exclusion strategies. We've applauded the good sense of Kansas voters in rejecting his bid for both governor and more recently senator from their state, but sadly, that may still not protect the rest of us enough from some of his strategies and tactics. His efforts as vice president's wingman on the special commission Trump created at his urging after the 2016 election all blew up when the bipartisan fiction behind the commission disappeared over their attempts to freeze out the Democratic members and use the commission to generate reports that would align with their arguments regardless of the facts. This was especially true when they tried to allege massive voter fraud in the New Hampshire election based on driver's license identifications that were legally allowed in the state. Lawsuits against the commission detail the plans for what Kobach and his team were really trying to do. The document showed that there was a much larger project in the works. In several meetings, Kobach, Von Spasovsky, Adams, McCormick, and the vice president's office had discussed the creation of a gargantuan database of government-held information to search national voter files and find irregularities. Such list matching, as the practice is known, is the means by which states regularly analyze their voting rolls to ensure that they do not contain dead people or people who have moved out of state. But when data mastering is done properly, it can be a prolific source of false claims about supposedly invalid voters and can cause wrongful cancellations of large numbers of legitimately registered citizens. In the wrong hands, there could be no more powerful engine of voter suppression. Kobach had built out a prototype for such a database as Kansas Secretary of State. His interstate voter registration cross-check system matched first and last names and birthdays of registered voters across nearly 30 states. But it had serious flaws. One study showed that Kobach's program would cause 300 wrongful terminations for every double registration it might prevent. Another study found that non-white voters, who were more likely to share the same names than white voters, were more likely to be flagged in the data. The entire program was ultimately suspended because of litigation. Now the commission was planning a sprawling federal version of Kobach's cross-check system. Its Republican members wanted access to government data from the Department of Education, Internal Revenue Service, Department of Homeland Security, Citizenship and Immigration Services, Public Assistance Services, and the federal court system, as well as from all 50 states. All of it would feed into what was to be the mother of all voter fraud reports. It's hard not to see their intentions as an attack on the very heart of our voting system and a hostile takeover on whatever is left of our democratic pretense. Data can be manipulated if it's in the wrong hands, which is exactly why the Voter Purge Project has been so committed to policing the pure voter list. There's a right way to do this, according to nonpartisan experts. The premium data it was seeking to use could have helped lead to more accurate voting rolls. With hundreds of data scientists and a long period of study, Charles Stewart III, a political scientist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology who provides expert analysis of voting rights cases, told me. But with the resources the commission had and the time frame in which it was working, he said, the final product promised to be a total dumpster fire of sensational charges based on flawed data matching. We need to make the aim of any election data system voter protection, not voter suppression, and that would mean a nonpartisan role for the federal government in safeguarding the process and the data, rather than allowing the stateside mischief of Kroschak, Kobach, and the other anti-democratic conspirators. This is Wade Rethke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.